looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, oh, dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want, and Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about all the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this is episode, I'm not going to name it anymore because we decided that's stupid. The numbers don't make sense.
This is episode Savvy Shields.
Episode Savvy Shields. We'll tell you who she is in a second. But first, we have a couple announcements. Lindsay, you do the first one. I'll do the second.
The first announcement is... because you don't have enough places to hang out on the internet already with your friends, I made you a new one, the Who Weekly Facebook page. Why we need a Who Weekly Facebook page, I don't really know, but I just felt like making one, and so I did, and now it exists, and I just wanted to tell everyone that that's there. I feel like it's a more chatty environment.
Yeah.
With other Who Weekly fans.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you to go there and really speak your mind.
Speak your mind. We'd love to hear from you on the computer as well as in our voicemail inbox.
The computer. You sound like a scoldy mom.
Anyways, I thought I wanted to hear from you on the computer again. Lindsay, a monster, because all we do... All we do now is promote the Meddler, and we're not even getting paid for it, which someone should rectify that. Sony Pictures Classics needs to send us some cash. Thank you.
We significantly, that movie made so little money, I think we've made it a significant amount of money. Like, that's how our efforts have actually made a difference in this movie.
But moving on... I already forgot. I lost my train of thought because I was thinking about the Meddler. Oh, the iPhone stickers. So,
wait, but
anyways.
The reason why you brought up the Meddler is because I sent you that voice. Like, you brought that up to mention it.
Oh, Lindsay, this monster sent me a voice note of her just redoing one of Susan Sarandon's long voicemails from the Meddler.
It was the first one.
The first one from the beginning of the movie. Anyway, if you haven't seen this movie, you won't know what we're talking about. But also, if you haven't seen this movie...
It's a great performance.
It's the only thing that I would be okay with telling our listeners to stop the podcast and do instead of listening to the podcast.
If you want me to send you the text of the first monologue, I have it, Bob.
I'm sure I could find it.
I wrote it out.
Okay. But back to the actual news.
Yeah?
Has everyone upgraded to iOS 10? I hope you have, because if... We are lucky, and if the App Store gods don't reject my submission, we will be selling iMessage stickers later this week, Who Weekly branded. I don't want to tell you everything that's in it because I want it to be a surprise, but you're going to have to download them. Yes, they will cost money, but you know what? Nothing wrong with making a little dough. And I have been using them because I'm testing them on my phone, and I've been using them with Lindsay and a few of our friends over the past 24 hours, and they all hate me now, but also they love it.
Literally nightmare stickers. Like, every time a new sticker appears, I'm like, this is a fucking nightmare sticker. Some of them animate to be very rude. They're very rude and animated. And I don't know how I feel about the iPhone stickers yet. No, I do. I love them. I love the iPhone stickers.
I love the iPhone stickers.
And this is of the epitome. Bobby has created the epitome of everything that is fun and stupid about the entire system, because Apple has really turned itself into a garbage can, and Bobby has just really figured out the garbage that goes in the garbage can.
I ripped up the floors of that garbage can, and I put in some new hardwood floors, put in some shiplap, and I made that garbage can a garbage home.
If you buy the Who Weekly iPhone stickers, you will not be disappointed. And also, they will be, you will be getting more as time, like, there will be more appearing. This is not a one-time, this is a subscription. I mean, not that you pay regularly, but you only will pay once, and this is a subscription to ongoing garbage.
Yeah. I'm not sure how the
Bobby loves making these.
I love it, you guys. I love it. And I don't know how the update system works, but I think it's pretty easy. But, like, you know, every once in a while you'll open up your iMessage and you'll be surprised by a new Who Weekly sticker, and I can't wait because I think you're gonna love it. Let's start the episode.
You will drain it.
Same.
Lindsay.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite names in, I said we weren't going to mention episode numbers anymore, but in what, 34 weeks of doing this, this is one of my favorite names. Do you know who Savvy Shields is?
I honestly don't. I know, like, why she's famous, but I still kind of don't really know who she is because I haven't clicked on the link.
Okay, tell me why she's famous. Why do we all of a sudden know who Savvy Shields is, and why is she suddenly so important to Americans?
She's literally, like, not important, but she just won Miss America.
Yes. She just won Miss America, yes. Do you know what state she's from?
Absolutely not.
She is from Arkansas. It's a point of pride for Arkansans because there has not been a Arkansas born and raised winner of Miss America since 1982, and she had another great name, which was Grace Elizabeth Ward.
That's not as good as it's not as good as Savvy Shields.
It's still good. I like the middle name.
This girl's real name cannot be Savvy Shields.
Her name is, oh my god, do you know what her real name is, Lindsay?
What's her real name?
Savannah Janine Shields.
Gotcha. See?
Savannah.
I knew it.
So she won. She is 21 years old. And Us Weekly covered her in the only way they know how, which was someone yelled at an Us Weekly employee and says, "Give me five things, stat." Set a timer for 4 minutes.
But I gotta say, I clicked the link and the five things are weak.
The five things are really bad.
Whatever Us Weekly intern did the Googling here did not really do a good job, because these five things are like, like, they might as well have included she won Miss America.
I mean, they sort of did.
Number two is that she's a sorority sister. And number three is that she lives a very healthy lifestyle. Right?
The only one that's interesting is number five, because everything else you would expect. But number four is really funny to me, which is she has a boyfriend.
I know. That one's very defensive. It's like, don't even think about it. You know,
do you know what hashtag she loves? If you look into her healthy lifestyle,
what hashtag does she love?
Hashtag eat better, live better. It's, quote, her Miss America platform.
I mean, let's not lie. These women don't last. Like, I can't even name the last one.
No, the only Miss America I can name is Vanessa Williams. That's it.
Honestly, the last time Miss America was relevant was Vanessa Williams.
But now we're standing face to face. Isn't this world a crazy place?
So I got a G-chat the other day from a friend of the podcast. I believe it was Miles Tanzer. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Miles Tanzer. Who said to me just this, because he gets it. He said, I don't know who Naya Rivera's publicist is, but they're good. And I was like, you know what? That is so true, because Naya Rivera wrote a book called Sorry, Not Sorry, which is a good name. Uh-huh. And it has been literally everywhere. I don't know if you have also seen this, Bobby, but
I've noticed.
Like every page of that book has been somewhere. Like either she wrote the juiciest book ever written by an ex-Glee star or she somehow has amazing press because every piece of this book has had derivative news.
Mm-hmm.
So we can like go through it. It's like pretty funny.
Well, the only thing that I like, I'm looking at what you pasted in here, and the juiciest thing that I remembered her saying is when she said, which you have quoted, she wasn't shocked when she heard about Mark Salling's child porn arrest, which was a whole thing we talked about in the thing. He got arrested for child porn and like having child porn on his computer, and then there was that photo of him like at the bank getting like a cashier's check for his bond or something that was like $100,000 or something crazy.
There's a lot of things in this book.
I wasn't shocked. Like, oh my God.
Also, like, if you know somebody's a pedophile with child porn, you should tell the police. You shouldn't write about it later in a book and be like, no surprise. Right? Sorry. That was only like, that's like the fourth thing that has come out of this book. The first thing that came out of this book was when she walked in on like Ariana Grande, like sitting on the couch like in Big Sean's house after she got engaged after 6 months, her mm-hmm. and Big Sean, he like fell off the map, he got MIA.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote, I was starting to see the realities of a relationship that weren't sexy to a rapper who just wanted to have his cake and not eat too much but spread frosting all over the place. Wait, not done. She's actually like, kind of, this is like kind of good. Guess what little girl is sitting cross-legged on the couch listening to music. Come on, people. I'm not going to tell you, but you can guess. It's not that hard. This is in parentheses. It rhymes with Shmariana Shmande. Bitch, now it's not that hard. Anyways, so she talks about how she walked into Big Sean's house and Ariana Grande was like sitting on the couch. Also, she calls her a little girl.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. And then I'm not even done. She, I guess her first kiss was with Taj Mowry. Like,
oh, wow.
Sister,
yeah.
And she says, it says, they were on and off again for a while before he ended things because, quote, he needed to date someone more on his financial level. She writes, dick, we're still friends.
Oh, my God.
Also, she says she didn't key Mark Salling's car. She dumped dog food and bird seed all over it, which is a nice correction. And she like it goes off on Lea Michele. Anyways, I'm telling you. And she talks about literally this book has everything. She talks about getting an abortion, getting a boob job, Lea Michele, Mark Salling, the child porn look watcher, and getting cheated on by Big Sean with Ariana Grande. Is this the best book of the year? Is there a better book?
I love, she talks about everything. She talks about getting an abortion, Lea Michele.
I guess I changed my mind about Naya Rivera, and the girl is a best-selling author and she deserves it.
You're going to need to talk me through this next thing because I could not make heads or tails of it at all.
Okay, so the reason why it's fun, I won't go deep in it, but apparently two big Vine stars, their friendship ended, but which like is a boring topic. These Amanda Cerny and Lily Pons. I think I've heard of Lily Pons.
I've heard of Lily Pons.
Lily Pons is the one that I've heard of. Anyways, but what is interesting is what actually happened. One of them realized that the other one was stealing her phone and like deleting her content.
That's it?
Yeah.
So she was stealing her phone and deleting her content secretly?
Yeah.
And then they broke up with each other as friends.
Well, like, I just think it's so weird. Like, imagine if you were with someone all the time and you would like shadily take their phone and delete their Instagrams. Anyways, the goss, like whoever wrote this, is it's really funny because it says, we never fought. We were always together. Then I began to notice my photos were being deleted, my videos being deleted, and my account being put on private so no one could follow me. I immediately blamed the social media platforms. This was happening to me nonstop until August. until I was at a barbecue with Lili Pons, and we were all playing a fun game of charades, and Lili got up, until I was at a barbecue with Lili Pons, and we were all playing a fun game of charades, and I see Lili get up as I'm telling a joke. I look over my shoulder and see Lili on her phone Snapchatting, and then I realize, wait, that's my phone.
Oh my God.
I take my phone back and my photo was deleted. Imagine having the balls to literally take your friend's phone and just straight up delete shit.
At a barbecue around a lot of other people. Like, if I saw my friend grab the other friend's phone off a table, I'd be like, what are you doing with that phone?
Like, I just don't understand. Like, these girls are on their phones all the time. You're not going to realize that your friend is literally taking your phone and manually deleting your content. Anyways.
Also, put a lock. Use your fingerprint on that phone.
Yeah.
Lesson to all you Vine stars. Use the fingerprint lock.
I mean, this is so stupid that it almost feels like it's fake, because it just doesn't make sense that she could be casually deleting her friend's shit manually. Whatever.
I love the write-up here. Oh, Brian Feldman wrote this. Of course he did. In her characteristically low-key manner, Pons then said that she was canceling her imminent trip to Italy to try and repair their friendship.
Right.
I can't go to Italy. I have to figure things out with Amanda Cerny.
I mean, sometimes you have to delay a vacation to repair a friendship.
Vine star Amanda Cerny publicly ends her friendship with Lele Pons after some seriously shady behavior. All of y'all are about to reevaluate your best friends after I spill this tea.
These next things are really, really short, but we can go through them really quickly. Number one, Lindsay. Number one,
here's the headline.
Do you know what Audrina Patridge was listening to when she got a C-section?
Yes.
What?
Trains, Soul Sister.
While a baby was being pulled out of a little cut in Audrina Patridge's abdomen.
Ew, don't call it because she got a C-section. Yes. I was like, don't call her vagina a little cut.
Okay, excuse me.
Please have respect for the pussy, as you said.
Which she just revealed in, what was the interview with, People?
Yeah, it just was great. This article was maybe four words long, and the headline just wrote, how Audrina Passage got through her C-section with the help of Train's Soul Sister, when the actual thing that happened was there was a playlist, and on the playlist was Train's Soul Sister, right. And it happened to be playing when the baby came out of her C-section scar.
Yes.
Scar, hole, belly. Out of her belly. I don't know how it works. I don't know. I only know
they
about...
cut a little hole, and then they pulled the baby out of the hole.
I only know about pussy births. What can I say?
Okay. God. Okay. Number two.
Imagine calling them pussy births.
You're going to have to stop doing that.
Please, on to the next one. Please, please, please.
So Will Arnett, whose dating life fascinates the tabloids for some reason. I guess because he's always with
He's literally like a leather baseball glove.
He's a leather baseball glove, and he's always dating like
2-year-olds.
But this was such a great, so they found out that he's dating this interior designer named Elizabeth Law. And the way they found out was because they talked to a source, and the source is quoted in the Us Weekly piece. And the source speaks like a robot. The source speaks like, it's the perfect source quote because they sound like source. Their name is Source Insider, Source Q Insider. And he says, Elizabeth, who is also known as Law Slugsville, is related to Jimmy Buffett and used to date John Johnson's son, Jesse. When have you ever discussed a human being you know by adding that sort of descriptor in the middle?
I just feel like that's like too many things. She's also somehow known as Law Slugsville, and she's related to Jimmy Buffett and used to date Don Johnson's son, Jesse.
So we're done with that. She's boring. They're going to be together for 5 minutes. We have to talk about this very briefly because, oh my God.
Oh my God. So, news, late breaking news, breaking, exclusive. This isn't exclusive. No, exclusive means like nothing anymore.
No.
But exclusive, Bella Thorne is maybe dating Tyler Posey.
And if you'll remember,
who's Tyler Posey, you ask? I think we've answered this before.
We've talked about him. He's Teen Wolf.
He is a teen wolf.
He's a teen wolf. Bella Thorne, you might remember last time, was we last discussed her on the show because she was allegedly dating her best friend slash her brother's ex-girlfriend, Bella Pendergrast.
Here's the thing. I don't think they were ever dating.
No, they never were. They were just old best friends, and they were...
And they kissed a lot on the lips.
They kissed a lot on the lips. So that was never happening. But she did come out as bisexual, though, which is true. But she happens to be dating a man right now, and that man is Tyler Posey. And
maybe.
Maybe. But that they're a perfect match because they have a history of dating nothing but who's over and over and over and over again. So they have a lot in common.
They literally hosted the MTV Fandom Awards together last year. Do you not know what the MTV Fandom Awards are?
I was about to say, Lindsay, what are the MTV Fandom Awards?
I honestly could not tell you, but I think they're part of San Diego Comic-Con, and they hosted them together. And I guess they hit it off because they were like, who are you? I don't know. Who are you? We're perfect for each other.
Lindsay, do you want to hear a really quick, I can probably do it in 15 seconds, a list of all of Bella Thorne's previous boyfriends as...
Do I?
As chronicled by famousfix.com/topic/Bella-Thorne/dating. Here we go.
Oh my God, I love that site.
Jake T. Austin, Kenton Duty, Garrett Backstrom, Cody Simpson, Tristian Clear, Brandon Thomas Lee, Ryan Nassif, Tyler Posey, Greg Sulkin, Bella Pendergrast, and then... Tyler Posey again. Because they used to date.
So according to that, they already dated?
According to that, they already dated. But some websites say they just hooked up at the time and that it wasn't technically
dating.
Well,
I can't remember the URL of that website you said, but they are a very reliable source usually.
The list of Tyler Posey's exes isn't quite as funny, but the best part is that the first person listed as his first girlfriend was Miley Cyrus from 2000 to 2002. How old was Tyler Posey? 9.
I just joked.
Tyler Posey was 9 in the year 2000 when he started dating Miley Cyrus.
Was she like an older woman?
I don't know.
Was she 12? I don't know how old she was.
How the hell old is she?
Either way, Bella Thorne is quickly becoming of Rita Ora status in terms of her literally doing like one thing a week that somehow I have to see. You know?
Yeah.
So glad that this is the thing, because it's definitely more eventful than things that she's done in the past.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Can I discuss this next Instagram, please?
I'm so annoyed that we forgot to talk about this last week.
So, like, as you know, I've been doing a great job on the Who Weekly Instagram. It is becoming a place of lols and joy. I found the best Instagram. And
it literally is the best Instagram.
I found it through – the best part is I've been following all these Whos. So, like, my Instagram Explorer is fucking wild. It's insane. It, like, doesn't quite know what it wants to show me because I follow so much garbage. It's like, you must, like – have no standards for who you like and what you like to look at. But I was looking at my Instagram Explorer, and up pops somebody, a who that I don't follow, which I was like, bingo, gotta follow this who. It's Beverly Mitchell.
Of Seventh Heaven fame.
Seventh Heaven fame. And it's just a very innocuous photo of her and her husband and their two cute kids and two golden retriever dogs.
Everyone in this photo is blonde.
And everyone is blonde and they're like smiling and it's like, okay, cool. And then you look at the caption and you're like, hold on a minute here. Can I read you this caption?
Please read it to me over and over and over again.
Okay, I'll read it once and then I'll read it twice for clarity. We recently found out our sweet golden girl Bentley has cancer! Exclamation point. Today we are amputating her leg! Sad face. More on my blog. Link in profile.
Read it again.
We recently found out our sweet golden girl Bentley has cancer! Today we are amputating her leg. Sad face. More on my blog. Link in profile!
That's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, friend of the podcast, Kevin Marshall commented, death is inevitable. It comes for us all. Why resist it? Link in profile.
There's so many layers to what is happening here. Not even just the fact that she's like linked to my blog and read about my dog's cancer. Is she amputating her own dog's leg? Because that's what this reads like.
I'm not sure I think it reads like that, but that would be funny.
Today we are amputating her leg. More on my blog. It sounds like she is blogging about when she and her family amputated her dog's leg.
Did you ever click on the link in her profile?
Never.
Never?
I would never click on a link in her profile. No, I didn't click on it.
Because I clicked on a link in her profile.
You did.
And first of all, the dog whose leg was amputated, this is very rude, is not even in the photo.
Really?
The dog whose leg was amputated is not.
They kept the sick dog out of the photo?
They kept the sick dog out of the photo. The sick dog is a tiny little, what would you say this is? A chihuahua looking thing? A chihuahua mutt. It's like a tiny thing. Definitely not a golden retriever.
Okay.
And I'm not going to read this. Hell no, I will not read this. But there it is, just being loved and cuddled and...
Amputated?
Oh, wait. No. I was wrong. You will forgive me for being confused because two of her dogs have had problems in the past 2 months.
She's amputated two of her dog's legs.
The chihuahua died in July.
So she makes a point of amputating all of her dog's legs when they get cancer.
She didn't amputate this dog.
Until I see proof that she did not amputate her own dog's leg, I'm going to believe it. So, sorry.
But it looks like Bentley is still alive. And maybe that's why she was so sad, because her other dog had just recently died. She says, "We are sending our love to all those who are fighting the good fight against cancer, both in human and in our dear animals. To all our loved ones fighting cancer, we are with you."
Yeah, Beverly Mitchell will come amputate your dog's leg if it gets cancer.
God damn.
She's free. She's around.
She's a busy person, sorry.
She doesn't seem that busy. She literally is amputating her own dog's leg and posting about it on her blog and then linking it in her Instagram profile.
It's time to do Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Rita was in
Who's
Vanity
that?
Fair this week.
Who's screaming?
Like children. You hear them?
Yeah.
This is Los Angeles. There's like children like running around in the street here. Just screaming.
Okay, go.
Okay. Rita was in Vanity Fair this week. In the magazine, I don't know, but definitely online. And she did a Q&A and she addressed some things. Two things of importance. The rest were boring. The first one was interesting. Was they asked her about Calvin Harris. And she said, I have had a few dramas, haven't I? I think in general, I've learned my lesson not to talk about my relationships and gossip because I've been at the center of it a few times and it's not worth it. Okay. I have a feeling that is not going to stick. And then she talks about, this is like a really short, this is very short, isn't it?
It's very short.
And then she talks about, they ask her about Becky with the good hair, which honestly, can we stop with this? Enough. Yeah. She just wrote, I find it incredibly rude and disrespectful to women in general when we get accused of something that's basically against the important part, the music. So Rita is saying that she's not Becky and everyone else is rude.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's like a very, very short Q&A. And it's funny because somebody last night at dinner or before, somebody was like, oh, I saw Rita in the news because like now I'm a magnet for Rita content. I saw Rita in the news and why is she still talking about Becky with the good hair? And I was like, oh, well, she's actually not. She just keeps getting asked about it, so she talks about it. And then that becomes the headline. So I kind of do feel bad because if you're just watching Rita news and you don't really know the context, you're like, shut up about the shit.
But yeah, it wasn't her.
It's not her. It's like they ask her.
It's really funny that Katy Perry is responsible for those. Did we know that before? I don't think I did. Katy Perry's the one who brought the Not Becky pins to the Met Gala.
I think we knew because the only two people kind of in photos wearing the pins were Katy and Rita.
But Katy's the one who brought them, which is sort of shady.
I mean, if anyone sort of is like secretly shady in a funny way, it's Katy Perry.
That's true. Haven't
we learned this?
The last thing that Rita has been up to, she was in the 50 Shades Darker trailer.
Did you see her, Bobby? Because
I saw her. She's behind Dakota Johnson in a family photo on the wall. It's very blurry, but you can see her. Lindsay took a great screen grab.
No, I didn't take this screen grab. Props to E! Online for writing a literal entire article about how Rita Ora made her debut in the trailer. And it's just a screenshot.
It's a screenshot of a blurry Dakota Johnson walking in front of a large framed family photo.
It is the best work that E! Online has done in months. Yeah. Is this article. It's extremely good and very relevant to me and Bobby. Dakota Johnson walks by a picture of Rita Ora in a family photo. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
That's it. I can't wait to see 50 Shades of Grey Darker starring Rita Ora coming out in like February of 2018 or something. If I could buy a ticket, I would already buy a ticket.
I'm sure the tickets will go on sale soon.
Valentine's Day, baby.
So thank you to Katy and Eric of The Who's, as always, for providing our theme song. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Download the new stickers. Believe me, you will see promo for our stickers on every single possible platform when they drop, which should be this week if Apple is nice.
I have an idea. If you download the stickers app and you use them to harass your friends in funny ways, and you take a screenshot and you send it to us, you tweet it to us, Instagram it, and tag us, put it on our Facebook wall, whatever, we will feature that and we will see it and maybe retweet it or share it or whatever.
Oh, so, a retweet from us. Ooh.
I just want to say I want to put out the challenge of the most annoying and clever ways you can use the Who Weekly stickers and like, I want that to be like a challenge to people.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And that's it. We'll see you later this week for Who's There.
See ya.
You will trailer. Yeah. Yeah.
They want to know.
I want to be famous.
While a baby was being pulled out of a little cut in Audrina Patridge's abdomen.
Ew, don't call it because she got a C-section. Yes. I was like, don't call her vagina a little cut.
Okay, excuse me.
Please have respect for the pussy.